Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Audio Boo. And this is my audio for day two of the February 2015 audio challenge feature event. Day two, as per Miss Sassy Cat, I'm giving you $5,000 to spend in one store. What's the name of that one store that you're going shopping in? Tell us what you are buying. Will you buy something for your spouse, partner, for the kids, or yourself? Wait a minute, oh yeah. $5,000? That doesn't equate to £5,000 over here though, Cap. So probably about £3,500 in pound sterling. Can I not just have £5,000? You know, when I saw this being posted up yesterday, I immediately thought, yep, I know what I'm going to do. Apple Store. Hit the Apple Store running. The latest, biggest, fastest iMac desktop computer that I could buy. Then I thought, wait a minute, that's probably going to cost about £5,000. So I staged down maybe and some new toys. Well, I've got an iPad Air, 64 gigabyte. It does more than enough for me. I suppose I could do with an upgrade of my iPhone 4S. Great device, but 16 gigabyte, I'm struggling all the time. So maybe a bigger iPhone. Maybe the newer one. Yeah, why not? So, I'm okay with iPad, a new iPhone. One of the recent iMacs, but maybe not the biggest and best one. I don't really need that, to be honest with you. So I'm probably going to blow my £5,000 pretty quick. And that's without buying anything else. But then I thought, I do have a lot of tech. As I look around about me here, the tech I've got, my Fi dongles and my Mac stuff, my Apple stuff, recording stuff, binaural mics, Zooms, a whole load of stuff. What do I need more tech for? Well, okay, so let's forget about the Apple Store then. What about the music store? Well, there's a brilliant store in Glasgow called Guitar Guitar. They have two departments, one shop next to the other shop. One is guitars, as you guess. The other side is the other musical instruments, keyboards, and solo instruments, gear, bits and pieces. It's actually where I bought my Zoom H2N from. And I thought, you know, I'd really love to get back into playing keyboard again. When I say keyboard, I mean piano, of course. I'm not one for loads of sounds and gizmos. Although, having said that, I've downloaded about 6 brilliant music apps on my iPad Air that I can play with. But I've never got a chance to download them because they were at a good price. And, well, I just wanted them. What have I got in music? My God, I've got multi-track DAW, Beatwave, Sample Tank Free Groovemaker, iGrand Piano Full, and Music Studio. Music Studio is brilliant. I love that. And iGrand Piano. Some beautiful piano sounds in that. But I need a keyboard. I can't play on the iPad. So I thought, well, I really need to get back into playing piano as such, get my hands and my mind going. But then again, I kind of thought, well, I've been so long out of playing, and the last time I did try to dig up again, I apparently have lost all my music memory for playing, including muscle memory. Oh yeah, I remember some bits and pieces, but for some reason or other, my brain and my muscles have chucked everything out the window. It was incredible. I just could not get things going. So then I'm thinking, well, I could give myself a really good keyboard, but then will I actually stick it out, or will I get fed up after a couple of weeks and say, no, I've tried, but I'm just not getting the hang of it again. I'm just not getting into it. So more money wasted. I know there were other things I could buy. And I don't need to spend £5,000 or even, let's say, £3,500 of the current currency transaction rates. What else could I buy that I need? Well, I've got good enough music stuff for my record player and that, so I wouldn't need new speakers. Oh, I could, but not really, I'm not interested. So then I thought, well, wait a minute, you really need to get yourself healthy. So, but I've got a good bike. What I need is new cycling shoes. But then $3,500 will cover that. And then what else would I buy? Well, I've got all the gear for when I cycled mile after mile. Not only, just only about 3 years ago, I used to go 40, 50 miles. I still got all my summer and winter cycling gear. And I've got a good bike, but it's the winter and I'm lethargic. And I've got white finger. And I know if I go out, it'll be painful after a few miles and I won't enjoy my cycling. But then again, $3,500 is still too much. I mean, I still have loads left. I could maybe blow $500. So part of this question is, would you be buying something for your spouse or partner or the kids or yourself? Well, yes, the kids have all gone and they can do their own thing. They've all got their own lives. My wife, buying something for my wife is traumatic. I would just have to give her the money and say, go and buy something nice. But she wouldn't. I know her. She's old school and she never spends money on herself. It would just sit somewhere and then she'd end up spending it on the house, like she's doing just now with all these upgrades in the house. And I'm not giving it to her to buy something new for the structure of the house, new carpets or something. I'm not doing it. So it's going to have to either go in myself or give it to charity. It's a difficult one, more difficult than what I thought. I guess, at the end of the day, I can't do it in one store. Sorry, Kat, I can't. It would be something new and nice from the Apple store. It would be a nice keyboard to hopefully get myself back into playing again. Something I did enjoy playing. It's soothing. Unless you get the notes wrong, it's soothing, and it's something I always thoroughly enjoyed and loved doing, and I do miss playing, I really do. So maybe I really do need to get into that. So a keyboard, new cycling shoes, that'll leave me with a wee bit. Maybe I'll just upgrade my contracts with Vodafone and get, you know, 100 gigabytes of data. No. I think it wouldn't necessarily be very, very hard for me to spend $3,500. But in the same respect, a guilt complex would come in and stop me from spending it all in the one go. I'm just like that. I got quite a bit of money for my Christmas from all the family, my wife included. And you know, it's all still there. I just can't bring myself to part with it. Yeah, Scrooge miser. it's just I'm a terrible bugger for not making my mind up. I think of something and then I think something else, and I think of something else. I really need somebody to drag me by the hair into a store and say, buy that now. But anyway, yeah, not as easy as I thought. A good subject all the same. Now, when are you sending the money over, Kat? Well, you could do over Banker's Draft. I would get it almost immediately. Fantastic stuff. Thanks again. Bye for now.